nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, January 27th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, as always, just overjoyed to be with you on a Saturday morning, spending this time together talking about theater. My favorite thing, hopefully your favorite thing, otherwise, why are you tuning in, right? And I've got a very exciting show lined up for you here this morning. I know I always say that, but I like to think that it's always true. This morning, I am joined by a very special guest, and we're going to be talking about a very special Broadway production, which took place a while ago, but has left its tendrils lying through the rest of theater, and Broadway in particular. So first, the guest. She's been on the show a few times before, but always happy to have her here. I'm joined this morning by my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn Nagel. Good morning, dear.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, always a pleasure. We're out and about today, so it worked out well that you were able to join me here this morning. And we've got a show that's near and dear to you today because of your history with it. Now, there used to be sort of an open secret among our friends about your past, which is no longer an open secret. It's just now out there that you were a professional performer from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you have quite the credit to your...
I do.
Your CV. What's the credit?
I made my Broadway debut when I was 10 years old in the Tony Award winning performance of Carousel at the Lincoln Center Theater in 1994.
There you go. Part of the 94 cast of Carousel. An actual Broadway performer here in my studio with me.
Woo! Yay.
I've heard a variety of different recordings of Carousel. I really do think the 94 recording stands as... if not the absolute best, it's one of the best recordings of Carousel you're going to find. I think it's just got all the right combinations, the right approach to the music, the right voices. It just works, if you ask me. And so you were very young. You were 10 years old.
I was 10.
And you were one of the Snow Children.
Yep.
And that was great. But that particular production, the 94 production, marked the Broadway debuts of many performers who have gone on to great heights since then.
Absolutely.
And people that are just also working actors and are still performing and out there in the theatrical world. So you had a brilliant idea. Why not talk about that cast and that group of people and sort of reflect on how that one cast has sort of taken over Broadway.
They kind of have. They're such a talented group, and they were back in 1994. Mm-hmm. So I can completely understand why Nicholas Heitner chose all of these people. And
Nicholas Heitner, the director.
Yes, and even he went off to do a million other amazing things after directing Carousel. But when you go through the cast, it is quite amazing how many of them have put such significant marks on Broadway, not only with Carousel in 94, but then since then.
And that production won, and correct me if I'm wrong, Best Revival at the Tonys, Best Director.
Yes.
Audra McDonald won her first of a record-setting 6 Tony Awards for performance as a Best
supporting Actress. Yep.
All right. Scenic Design?
Yes.
Cost? No.
Choreography.
Choreography.
Those are
out
of 5.
5 Tony Awards for that production. And since then, some of the performers have gone on to win their own, like Audra McDonald has won additional
Tonys. Countless Tonys.
but other performers have also become award-winning actors and actresses in their own right. So, we're going to be playing some hits from some of the alumni of the 94 cast of Carousel here on Backstage this morning. So who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Mama. Let's start with Audra.
Audra McDonald, who played Carrie Pippridge in the production, who eventually marries Enoch Snow.
Yes.
So she played your mother.
She was.
And could you tell, I mean, granted, you were 10 years old, so, but could you tell back then that she was going to ascend to the heights she has ascended?
Yeah, I think everyone could. I mean, whenever a review would come out or the reviews would come out on TV, you know, because back then they used to review them on the news, you know, and also in newspapers and everything. The very first person everyone would talk about was Audra. And she was 100% a star from the beginning. Her voice is like butter. And she was also so funny too. Like, because Carrie Pippridge is so light and such a fun character. And she brought this beautiful vocal quality, but then had so much fun being Carrie Pippridge. And she and Eddie Corbitt were like a match made in heaven. So as Mr. and Mrs. Snow. And she just was so, so good.
And since then, she's gone on to do things like the TV movie version of Annie, The Sound of Music Live, which was like 6-7 years ago, the new live-action version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, but also on Broadway, 110 in the Shade, the 2007 production, Porgy and Bess, the new Broadway cast, Ragtime, the original Broadway cast recording, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, Marie Christine, and what was the one just before COVID? She was actually pregnant at the time and tap dancing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she was back with Brian.
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh, goodness.
It'll come to us.
It'll come to us, yes.
But, I mean, she's just been all over the place. So we thought we'd play a couple of songs from her non-carousel performances. So here up first, we have from Porgy and Bess, Audra McDonald singing Leaving for the Promised Land.
Better get on board.
That was Audrey McDonald in the company of the Gershwins, Porgy and Bess, with Leavin' for the Promised Land, one of the roles that she was able to secure after her success in the 94 production of Carousel.
And we remembered the show,
yes,
Shuffle Along.
Shuffle Along was the show.
Where she was tap dancing pregnant. Good for her, Mama.
Yeah. Yeah, making everybody, all the rest of us look, you know, just pathetic by comparison.
I know. I know.
She can tap dance while pregnant. I can't tap dance with months of rehearsals. So
yes, you can.
Go figure.
Somewhere Sharon is saying, yes, you can.
But yeah, I mean, Audra McDonald just kind of reset the expectations for performers after making her splash debut in Carousel in 94. And her next monster role, I think, was probably as Miss Sarah. In Ragtime,
yes.
Opposite Brian Stokes Mitchell,
woo.
Who's, you know, he's all right. She won a Tony for that one, didn't she?
She did, and of course, they put out predictions in the Times.
They
I
to
love
put out predictions.
The predictions in the Times before the Tonys, and the one for her was that she wouldn't get it because she doesn't have enough stage time, because she dies. Spoiler alert, at the end of Act 1,
yeah.
And only comes back for two scenes in Act 2.
Yeah.
And one is a flashback that Cole House Walker Jr. has of Sarah, and then at the end, when their son grows up. And they thought, oh no, she's not on stage enough to make an impact.
Ha-ha. But if Fantine can do it, why can't Audra in Ragtime?
Exactly.
So, here, from that production, we have a number that probably, well, definitely helped win her that Tony.
Mm-hmm.
This is Your Daddy's Son.
Don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses. I have only one. You had your daddy's hands. Forgive me. You were your daddy's son.
You Are Your Daddy's Son, or just Your Daddy's Son, excuse me, from the original Broadway cast recording of Ragtime here on Backstage on WZBG. And, yeah, she might have something there if she keeps working
she
at
keeps
it.
She keeps trying real hard.
You know, she might have something there, that Audra McDonald. Oh, so.
We all want to be her when we grow up.
Yeah, you could do worse, I guess.
Right.
Six Tonys and counting.
Exactly.
And now she's doing, what, The Gilded Age on television?
Yeah.
I think she was on that, The Good Wife.
Well, everyone in Broadway is on The Gilded Age right now. It's
so
amazing.
She's a very busy lady, that Audra McDonald, and married to fellow Broadway star, Will Swenson.
Will Swenson.
They have one child
together? One child together, and then she has Zoe.
A daughter from a previous relationship. And, just wickedly talented people coming together and doing wickedly talented things. But I'm not bitter. But we're talking this morning with my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn, who was actually part of the 94 production of Carousel on Broadway and got to perform with Audra McDonald and a host of other Broadway individuals. Who do we want to move on to next? We talked about Audra. Oh. Let's talk about...
How about Brian D'Arcy James?
Because he's
the one, he and Taye Diggs, I think, the two of them were in the ensemble of Carousel. Now are huge stars.
Yeah, Brian D'Arcy James is on Broadway right now in Days of Wine and Roses with Kelly O'Hara. But he was, he debuted in Carousel. And he's done the 06 production of White Christmas, Something Rotten. The off-Broadway Wild Party by Andrew Lippa. The musical Titanic, which is the first time I ever saw him perform. He was in the most recent revival of Into the Woods. He was the original Shrek in Shrek on Broadway. He did The Sweet Smell of Success. There's probably others that I'm not even mentioning right now.
He's done so many.
He's done a tremendous amount of stuff. And he's also done film. He was in the movie Spotlight. He's done television.
He was on Smash.
He was in Person of Interest.
Only got to sing once, and it was more like a karaoke thing than anything else.
Yeah, it was a shame, but then again, when you have all those other people.
Exactly, that's so funny.
But that's, I think, where he and Christian Borle first worked together, and then they worked together in Something Rotten.
Yeah.
Just a tremendously talented individual. Started in the ensemble, but he covered for
quite a few people in Carousel, and he actually played my dad a few times as Mr. Snow, and he also covered for Mr. Hedgecombe, the mill owner, who they try to rob,
right.
Who Fisher and Billy try to rob, and even like the star keeper,
who is not God, don't ask.
but he did quite a lot, and then he was very featured as a dancer and in the ensemble and was very, very good.
Here's a couple of songs from Brian's Broadway repertoire. We're going to go to Titanic first, which I think was 97.
I think so.
He played Frederick Barrett, one of the Stokers, in the engine room of the Titanic, and he got to sing this song, which was just a powerhouse performance. Okay. Here he is with Barrett's Song.
She's sparkling clean, this newborn ship, but one old thing is clear. The orders they propose above, we execute down here. We'll watch from here as up above, they'll catch a whiff of glory. This wonder ship may be brand new, but it's the same old story. Stoke,
the fire in the hall as the men draw back. Feed the heat in the hall as the men draw back, and the dust of the call in the air is black, and a trickle of sweat runs down your back. And what are the boys from the Midlands doing here? The steam that runs the machines that run the world, that sends the men below the ground to mine the coal each day. From Leicestershire and Nottingham, us lads who works down in the pit knew if you got above the ground you'd save your soul some way. Get out of the pit and westward, I knew I could. Further out from the mind you couldn't be, but born to the core there's no place for you elsewhere. You trade a life of dank and gloom to shovel in the boiler room, but now you're seven decks below a lady's dainty feet. And nothing has changed, there's nothing of mine that can. The pit and your mate turned into the hole and the crew. And the screws are turning at 7 to 2. Faster and faster we watch as we gain nevermore. 73 and too soon it is 74. For a record speed I believe we strive. For the maiden trip that's too hard to drive. If you push it faster than 75, that is the truth, I swear.
Another performer that might have a little something if he keeps working at it. Brian D'Arcy James with Barrett's Song from Titanic, the original Broadway cast recording. Another alum from the 94 production of Carousel. But again, his list of credits is just... I mean, he was a replacement for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Mm-hmm. He took over for Norbert Leo Butz. Mm-hmm. The stuff he's done, just...
He's incredible. He's doing such great things, and he actually married a Carousel alum as well.
He did.
Jennifer Prescott.
There you go. And they have a couple of kids together.
They do.
I think.
Yes.
So you know, it's just that what's going to happen is there's going to be a revival of Carousel in like 30
just
years.
The kids of the.
And it's going to be all the kids of the Carousel couples.
Exactly.
Is what it's going to be, but you never know. You want to do one more from Brian?
Sure. Can we do from Wild Party?
We can do from Wild Party.
You like that song?
I do like that song. I'm going to have to add it to my audition book.
What is it about her?
What is it about her? Yeah, he plays a dark character.
Oh, yeah. The clown.
Yeah, Burr's the clown.
Mm-hmm.
And the clown hides a lot of darkness. So,
yes.
Here he is obsessing over his... Are they married? Or
they're
they,
not. They're
yeah,
together.
Girlfriend.
Queenie.
Obsessing over his girlfriend. This is Brian D'Arcy James with What Is It About Her?
What is it about her that makes me want her? What is it about her that turns me pale? Something in her smile, something that I never understand. Her wild abandon, what is it about her? That parts the water.
I know he's rough.
What is it about her that hoists the sail?
I don't know what to do, but we've been through enough.
Something in her hair instructing where to touch. Why do I need her so much? This woman makes me cry. This woman makes me burn.
This woman's eye can cut me to the core. The hatred that I see has been reserved for me, and I want more and more and more. And what is it about her that pulls me closer?
The way he's always there.
What is it about her that tips the scale?
Strange and silent stare.
This girl is all I have. So soft, so fair, so fine. And she's forever mine. This woman fills me up. This woman tears me down. This woman speaks and I can break apart. Now comes another man. Her heart, well, let him start. What is it about her? So slight, so secret. Something in the way she catches light.
Who's wrong, who's right? I've never known.
Should I hold my own?
No.
Or be alone tonight? What is it about her that jumbles feelings inside? What is it about her that mixes passion with pride? Could I live without her and let her go? How loud must I scream? No!
What is it about her from Andrew Lipa's The Wild Party, the off-Broadway cast
one.
Recording. That's another one that had a bunch of people in it. It had Brian D'Arcy James, Taye Diggs, Julia Murney, Idina Menzel.
So, yep.
Excuse me. But that's the thing. When you start diving into some of these casts and you start looking at the trees of their performances,
they weave
things
all together.
Yeah, it's
kind of cool. It's a 6 degrees of seven Kevin Bacon kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, and like, you know. But this morning I'm joined by my lovely and talented girlfriend Lynn, and we're talking about the 94 production of Carousel, of which she was a part. Yay. There on the Great White Way, the Broadway. And all the alums from that production. And oh goodness, the time is slipping away. It's 9:32.
Oh my gosh,
so we need to pause for a quick word, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the buzz.
If a hurricane is coming, is your community ready?
How does a community prepare for the unexpected?
By planning ahead. You know, taking action now can help minimize the level of storm damage.
So we don't have to keep rebuilding my school after a storm?
And much more. Planners are looking at how to make our community and others safer, so we can get back to our lives more quickly.
Like magic?
It's not magic, it's good planning.
Learn more about how planners are working to help communities at planning.org. Brought to you by the American Planning Association.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, let's look at what's going on in the theater world. No auditions to mention at the moment, just some performances. Goshen Players have announced their production of Arsenic and Old Lace. That's going to be happening February 24th through March 10th at the Old Town Hall Building in Goshen. You can go to goshenplayers.org for tickets and information. Landmark Community Theater has announced their production of Escape to Margaritaville, the musical featuring the music of Jimmy Buffett. That's going to be running March 2nd through March 17th. Check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for information or to purchase tickets. Phoenix Stage Company is going to be putting on a production of the play The Farce of Habit. The Farce, F-A-R-C-E, of Habit. That's going to be running February 10th through February 24th at the Phoenix Stage Company compound there in scenic Oakville, Connecticut. For tickets or information, you should go to phoenixstagecompany.org. And the Warner Theater has announced a production of The Irish and How They Got That Way, the musical play written by Frank McCourt, which they did about 6-7 years ago. It's a great acclaim. It's coming back. They just announced the cast for that, actually. So a brand new cast. And it's going to be happening March 2nd through March 17th over at the Nancy Marine Studio Theater at the Warner Theater Complex in Torrington. Go to warnertheater.org for tickets and information. And that's the buzz for this morning. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we'll be back with more Backstage here on WZBG.
Hi there, it's Scott from Pentatonix. So from the beginning of our journey in music, the foundation has been music education. It's so incredibly important that we continue to show kids the importance of music in our schools, in our homes, and even in the car. Music is such a powerful expression of emotion and individuality, and we are responsible for keeping the love for music alive. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
And we're back here on Backstage. I'm joined again by my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn Nagel, from the, well, from our relationship, but of course, from the 94 Broadway cast of Carousel. And we're talking about some of the people that were in that production and the great heights they've gone on to since then. Not that the 94 cast was any low point in any career.
That's true.
You know, when you're in a Tony-winning Broadway show, you basically hit the big time. You know, there's not much higher you can go after that. But one of the people that was in making his Broadway debut was Taye Diggs.
Yes. He's a big old movie star now.
He's a big old movie star now. But back then he was just a fresh-faced Broadway actor.
Yes. Also in the ensemble.
And has since gone on. He was in the original Broadway cast of Rent. Mm-hmm. He was in the off-Broadway cast of The Wild Party.
Yes,
with Brian. He did the movie version of Chicago. Mm-hmm. He replaced Neil Patrick Harris in Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Mm-hmm. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Oh my gosh!
On
yes,
Broadway since
and then movies and television. Mm-hmm. And he's in commercials.
Yeah. And he's devastatingly handsome, which is just not fair.
And super, super nice guy.
I'm told.
One of the sweetest guys.
And he and Adina were married for a while.
For a while, yeah.
And I think they have kids together.
Yes.
So just another great Broadway success story coming out of that 94 cast character. Made his Broadway debut there and has since gone on over the past 30 years.
Don't remind me.
I don't know. I hate to say it, but has gone on to great things. So he's not on that many. He's not featured on a lot of original cast recordings.
Right.
You know, in Rent,
he was Benny.
He was the landlord's
right.
kid. So he, you know, he shows up here and there. And then
when he did Chicago, he was the MC, so he introduced all the songs.
Right. He didn't really sing much.
Right.
And then he's been a replacement in a lot of shows, so there's not a lot of great cast recordings of him. But there is this song from the off-Broadway cast of Andrew Lippa's Wild Party called Poor Child.
Shows off his voice beautifully.
Absolutely. So here he is, Taye Diggs with Poor Child.
Poor child, poor child,
he thinks he's here for my birds. He thinks he's here to let me cheer. Cause I'm near.
Search the light of the fear.
will be waiting.
She's a flirt.
Child from the off-Broadway cast recording of Andrew Lipa's The Wild Party, featuring Taye Diggs, and of course another nod to Brian's Darcy James.
That's right. Such a cool quartet. Oh my gosh, the chords in that. Oh.
And then working with Julia Murney and Idina
Menzel.
Dictor
Hune, put it at the Warner. Dictor Hune, put it at the Warner.
It would work in a lot of places. You could do it at Phoenix. You could
work anywhere. You could
do
anywhere.
It. Yeah.
It's so good.
So Lynn's been desperately hoping. So to the theaters that are out there, if you haven't looked at Andrew Lipa's Wild Party,
you should.
Yeah. Don't need a big space.
No.
Don't need a huge
set.
Could
be done as a dinner theater.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. It's such a neat piece.
But we're talking about the 94 production of Carousel on Broadway, and the various people that have come out of that cast. And Taye Diggs was one of them. Brian Darcy James was one of them. Audra McDonald. Who else we want to talk about?
Should we shift over to James?
Sure, why not? Why not?
James Barber.
James Barber. He was not the original.
Nope.
Billy Bigelow in that cast. He was
third.
He was the third.
The final Billy.
Yeah, because the show ran for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened with Michael Hayden in the role of Billy Bigelow. And he's gone on and done some other things.
Oh my gosh,
done a lot
many
of, like,
things.
Like
plays
rock kind of,
and rock, more rock stuff and lots of plays. Mm-hmm. And also movies and TV. And he was all over the place when, like, CSI and all of those were big. And,
And then he departed, and you had a temporary fill-in.
Marcus
Lovett.
Mm-hmm.
Came over from the production of Phantom.
Yes.
To fill in for a bit, and then they brought in James,
mm-hmm.
who was touring at the
touring
time,
in Secret Garden, which Audra was also in that tour before she started in Carousel. It's all intertwined.
Exactly. It all comes back on itself. And James Barber has since gone on. He was in Phantom for quite a while. He was in Beauty and the Beast at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in this production, Jane Eyre.
Mm-hmm. Jane Eyre is such a beautiful show. Not done enough.
No. But it's an unappreciated book, I think, these days.
I agree, too.
You know, not enough people read it to say, you know what, we should bring it around.
Right. No, but the music, oh, my goodness.
And he played, what's his name?
Edward Fairfax Rochester.
Rochester, yes. It was Rochester and Jane Eyre. So here he is, James Barber, from Jane Eyre, the original Broadway cast recording, with As Good As You.
Love is like a virus we're infected with. You're so naive. Wouldn't it be wonderful if life were just as you perceive? Women are inhuman, worthless, coarse and savage, on the average, never to be trusted, completely maladjusted. It's true. But if I had not loved a few, I might have been as good as you. She was my flame, my galaxy. I was her fool's delight. Put me in her spell and turned my rage to trust in just one night. With appetites for pleasure, we would search for buried treasure in the excess of temptation. I thought it my salvation, it's true. But if I had thought things through, I might have been as good as you. She found me handsome, my opera dancer, and like a fool I inside my hands, a man full in his prime. When she left me for another, pierced my heart a second time. Nothing lasts forever, she said. Find the door yourself, dear, and won't you think me still your flower? I've treasured every hour, it's true. But if I had loved you too, I might have been as good as you. I came upon her sometime later. The years had not been very kind. She had this child, Adele, said she was mine as well. Nothing lasts forever, Edward. Take good care and, oh yes, won't you take our lovely daughter? For you see, dear, I don't want her, but I'm still your flower. I'll just bloom elsewhere. Tell her my soul is in heaven with God. Sarah, I tell you this because I want you to know that I, with some luck, without shame, without blame, or the curse of my name, might have been as good as you.
As Good As You, from the original Broadway cast recording of Jane Eyre, featuring James Barber, another alum from the 94 production of Carousel, which is a production that my lovely and talented girlfriend Lynn was part of. She's here with me this morning here on Backstage on WZBG.
His voice is just so good.
Right. And it's 9:47, so we're going to quickly talk about the weather. Today is the best day of the weekend, from what I understand.
Yeah.
According to the WZBG Weather Center, today will be mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tonight we will see increasing clouds with snow and rain developing well after midnight. They're saying between like 3 and 5 a.m. With lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, Sunday, we will have periods of snow mixed with rain at times, changing to all snow by late afternoon.
Woohoo!
With, I know, you're very excited. With highs in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow night, periods of snow, breezy, low around 30. Monday, snow will end by mid to late morning, partial clearing in the afternoon with highs in the 30s. They're predicting that the snowfall will be somewhere between 4 and 8 inches.
Woo-hoo!
So keep an eye on, you know, schools and events and things, because you never know how that's all going to shake out. And of course, you can stay tuned to WZBG, where we will update you with any closings and things like that as we have that information. It's currently about 37 degrees at our WZBG studios here in lovely Litchfield, and overcast, but maybe you'll see a glimpse of sun somewhere.
Hopefully.
Possibly. We don't know. You know, but that's how it looks. So if you have things you need to do, today's the day to do it, I think, so that you don't have to worry about it tomorrow. But anyway, back to talking about theater. And one thing with James we didn't mention, he was in the 2004 Broadway cast of Assassins.
Yes, he was. And that, oh my gosh.
But unfortunately, most of the songs that he sings were not able to play because there's language issues.
There's some language things. Not necessarily from him.
Right.
Just some other things.
Right.
But he was, oh, amazing. Czolgosz in that.
Yes, Leon Czolgosz, who killed President Bill McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
William McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he's done other, you know, he's been a replacement performer in so many things. He does his own like cabaret show
every year
from time to time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's all over the country, you know, doing stuff.
And he married a Carousel alumni
and
as well.
He married another Carousel alum,
Dana Barber.
Yes, but she wasn't Dana Barber back then.
No, she was. Oh gosh. Oh. I only know her as that now, and I can't think of it. I'll think of it. It'll come to me.
But she played her big thing.
Well, she started off in the ensemble and understudied Louise, because she was and still is, a phenomenal ballerina from ABT. And so, and then when Sandra Brown, the original Louise, left, Dana
took over.
And she was my pop-up's favorite. He thought that she was just the most beautiful woman. And when she did, she was his favorite Louise and was just enamored with her when she would dance.
Which is not a knock on any of the other Louises.
No.
No. You
know. But he loved Dana.
Mm-hmm. So a very successful performing couple. There you go.
I think it's Dana Stockholm.
Could be.
I think that's the name. I'll check it.
Yeah,
I think
we'll
that's what it was.
But, you know, we're getting towards the end now, so yeah. We can probably feature one, maybe two more alums,
sure.
Depending. So who do you want to move to now?
Well, definitely just throwing out there some people that we won't be able to because they didn't really do anything on Broadway, but then went off to do other things like Reggie. Well, he was Reggie Valdez during the show, but his name is now Reggie Lee. He has gone on to play in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yep.
He was a villain in that, which
yep.
was super cool to watch. But probably one of his biggest things so far is playing Detective Wu on Grimm.
Sergeant Wu.
That's right. And
Sergeant
he
Wu.
Is now going to be on CSI Las Vegas with
yes.
another Carousel 94 alumni, Paula Newsome.
Yes.
And Paula Newsome went on, well, she was Audra's understudy in Carousel. She was in the ensemble, but she is now movie star extraordinaire,
yeah.
And TV star. She's done Flash Forward. She is now the main star of CSI Vegas, as well as being in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
So she's amazing. Fisher Stevens.
Yes, you know him from Short Circuit 2.
Lost.
He was on the TV show Lost. He's been in
everything.
Quite a few things. He was the villain, if you will,
yes.
of Carousel, Jigger Craig, and not known as a musical theater performer, but did yeoman's work.
Oh,
on that
he
one.
Just was so fantastic, and he's one of the sweetest, kindest people. He gave me a book that I still have and signed it. And he gave me a book on Christmas and a book when we closed.
Mm.
And I still have them. And he just was the sweetest guy. And then also Eddie Corbich, obviously.
Who we can feature.
So maybe we can go to him next.
Sure, why not? Eddie Corbich, who has been... In a whole bunch of different productions. I mean, he was in Disney's Little Mermaid. He wasn't the original Scuttle, but...
No, but he filled in.
He became Scuttle at one point. He was in... He performed at Goodspeed here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He was in their production of Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yes.
As one of the office workers or something like that. For Broadway, he was in the original production of Assassins. Now, that wasn't a... That wasn't a Broadway production, but it was...
It was the original production of
Assassins.
Yeah.
And then most recently, he's been back on Broadway with The Music Man,
Hugh Jackman,
Sutton Foster. And he was part of the quartet. So here from the 2022 Broadway cast recording of The Music Man is Eddie Corbich and the rest of his quartet with Lyda Rose, Will I Ever Tell You?
Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose. To get the sun back in the sky. Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong. At the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Lyda Rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. Not fancy or fancy.
bravely tell you, but only when we dream again. Sweet and low, sweet and low, how sweet that memory, how long ago, forever.
Light a Rose and Will I Ever Tell You, from the 2022 production of The Music Man here on Backstage on WZBG. I'm joined by my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn Nagel, who was part of the 94 production of Carousel on Broadway. We've been talking about some of the alums from that production who have gone on to other things, and we're going to leave you with one more song. It's not from Carousel, and it doesn't even really feature anybody from Carousel.
No,
but it works
we're
on a couple
do it anyway.
Levels.
Yep.
James Barber played Phantom on Broadway.
One
in
of
Phantom
the longer
of the Opera.
Phantoms.
Yep. Rebecca Eichenberger was part of the Carousel cast, and she played Madame Geary.
For a very long time.
For quite a while. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I'm a Phantom fan, a fanatic,
same,
if you will. Yesterday marked the 37th anniversary of its Broadway debut.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave you with a little bit of the original Broadway cast of Phantom of the Opera, and then I'll be back next week.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, dear. I'll be back next week with another show here for you on Backstage on WZBG. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, everybody.
WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, Litchfield County's favorite.